just on my way to Pech, which is the south of the country. The weather is promising to be even warmer there than here, although last night it became quite pleasantly cool. Weather went down to 18 degrees and there was a nice breeze. However, I don't know how that's going to continue. And furthermore, if this kind of weather continues into the weekend, then when we have our open day, that may adversely affect attendance at our open day festivities at New Rajadam. Although, right now, it seems like the attendees, even coming in 40-degree weather to New Rajadam, are braving the heat. It's not just the heat outside, but it's the heat inside. If it's 40 outside, when people get into the temple room, it's likely to be more like 50, like being in a sauna. And interesting enough, day before yesterday, Kundavali again sold over $500 of books just at the book table. For those of you who don't know her, she's one of the tourist guides, one of the first tourist guides who takes the guests around. Everybody literally loves her. And she was, we have a big book table in front of the altar, and obviously the conclusion of the tour is to get one of Srila Prabhupada's books. So she was, she does that, and this isn't the first time she's even done bigger. So it's a testament to the glory of Srila Prabhupada's projects that if we present things as he wants, then people will come to us, buying books. Here's a question from, excuse the church next door, but seems like they're enthusiastic on Monday morning. Here's a question from Manjari Devi Dasi. Shastra emphasizes that although one who fully engages in chanting the holy name need not depend upon the process of initiation, generally a devotee is addicted to many abominable material habits due to material contamination from his previous life. In order to get quick relief from all these contaminations, it's required that one engage in the worship of the Lord in the temple. My question is, I'm just going to wait till the bell's finished. My question is, what amount or level of or time spent with deity worship is enough to be successful in spiritual life? Is it enough if our deity worship is our prayers to the deities during the morning program, or for householders not living in the temple, is it enough to have deities on the home altar, wake them, offer food to them, and chant Hare Krishna with them? It may not be good to put it like this, but what is the minimum deity worship for becoming successful? As we say, minimum of 16 rounds. Well, Srila Prabhupada certainly clarified that there was a minimum of 16 rounds, and although he repeatedly emphasizes deity worship for devotees and makes it compulsory for grihasthas, he doesn't say what the actual minimum is, so it's hard for me to say what a minimum of deity worship is. In addition to which, there's the added ingredient of Bhagavat Marg, of preaching or spreading Krishna consciousness, in which case Srila Prabhupada would prefer devotees who had ability and inclination to preach, do Harinam, distribute books, alongside with or making deity worship support for that. But still we see that even devotees who do full-time sankirtan or full-time preaching, if they don't engage in deity worship, they can become somewhat unruly, lacking in the culture of Krishna consciousness, lacking in the principles of cleanliness, punctuality, what it means to appreciate the deities which one acquires when being on the altar or directly handling the deities. My recommendation, or more than recommendation, my request to all Brahmins is that they all worship the deities. For instance, devotees who in Hungary do not live either in Budapest or the farm, then I request them that they spend at least 2 weeks doing some type of deity worship. Otherwise, I really question the value of their Brahminical initiation if they don't learn how to do one of the most important things for Brahman, which is worshipping the deity, and the most important is teaching, or in our case that means preaching. So I made 2 weeks of full-time deity worship a minimum, although that's also in places where devotees have bas reliefs of Radhishyam, and they may have the same in their homes, or they may even have Gornitai deities in their homes. The minimum, one could say, is dependent upon the consciousness of the individual. If sincere devotees observe that they are becoming too attached, too possessive, that the concept of aham and mama, or I and mine, is increasing or remains fixed, then they're not doing enough deity worship. By service to the deity, either at home or in the temple with the right consciousness, one should become gradually freed from these conceptions, and the I should be that they and theirs. That should be the primary focus of our consciousness. That means that grihasthas should do deity worship on a daily basis. Ideally, they should have their own Gornitai deities if they're living at a distance from the a temple, and then they should also do temple worship, which will be at a higher standard than their own home worship generally, although it may not be the case, and may also therefore demand a higher standard of appreciation and submission to the deities. For instance, at home we make an offering when we finish cooking. At the temple, we make an offering at the time when the deities are eating, no sooner and no later. So that means, let's say, a practical example of how we put the deities in the center. Primary preference should be given to temple deities, because these are the deities that are everyone's deities within a given area or city, and because of the high standard of service over there, devotees should practice that standard, as well as be aware that their local deity or the presiding deity of their city is such and such, Radha London Ishwara, Radha Paris Ishwara, and that should be, even if they have deities at home, their presiding consciousness, which will only be there as if they do some type of deity worship. And ultimately, even washing pots, cleaning the floors, washing the windows in the temple will all contribute to that type of consciousness. If devotees say, well, there's so many devotees wanting to do service, there's not enough service to be done, which at least in my experience is a rare phenomenon. Rather, it's the other way around. There's not enough devotees to do service for the temple deities in many parts of the ISKCON world. And then in addition, home worship should be done, and that should be done at a simple standard, but it should be done at a high standard. A high standard means something that ensures that their lordships are the focus of everything, and cements the consciousness of their being the proprietor, rather than we, the individual. One thing is minimum, is that everyone should do it. And simply coming down and bowing before the deity, that may be sufficient for advanced devotees, but for the type of conditioned Vaishnavas that we're talking about here, that's not really enough. I've seen in many examples devotees suffer as a result of this. For instance, I've seen very senior devotees whose personal habits of cleanliness are something that I wouldn't expect from a 5-year-old child. And I can only attribute that to the fact that even if their parents didn't teach them how to be neat and clean, they didn't learn it from having to be neat and clean by doing regular deity service. Another phenomenon that takes place when devotees aren't enough Krishna conscious or deity conscious, deity conscious means Krishna conscious, is the appreciation of the Lord or even noticing the Lord. A similar experience that I've seen many times, devotees walk into a room where there are deities and not even notice that they're there because they're not accustomed to look for Krishna in homes that they are, or even the amount of attention and devotion shown to temple deities is sometimes cursory, rather than that actually being the main focus of one's attentions. So it's hard to say what the minimum is, but if a devotee is introspective and views his own consciousness according to what is expected from someone who's regularly worshipping the deities, then they will know what the minimum is by the lack of spiritual advancement that they're making and the lack of development of suitable brahminical qualities. On the other hand, Srila Prabhupada didn't want devotees sitting around and pooching all day long either, but rather he wanted them to spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and preach Krishna consciousness. And by that type of preaching, devotees certainly gain the mercy of the Lord. So, Panchvat Prikivedhi and Bhagwat Vidhi, Prabhupada says two things they should be going on side by side. And just as the minimum of 16 rounds is the Bhagavad Vidhi, similarly devotees should see that even if they're doing their 16 rounds and yet they are losing their balance or don't have their balance or their other spiritual leg is lagging a few years or a few anartas behind, then they should figure out what the minimum of deity worship is and be in proper sync for practicing Krishna consciousness. But certainly deity worship must be done, Hare Krishna.